Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are getting ready for our revival, and I am preparing now to go on over to the revival. And at this time, I'm just going to hang up for right now. Here's, I had my mute on, so I need to start over and say what I just said. And so, welcome to the pastor, formerly Pastor Shuaya Show. Currently is Prayer Works Ministry. And we invite you to join us for a live broadcast on this evening. We are on here at True Holiness Church. Pastor Patricia Smith is the pastor. And I do want to start the recording. So bear with me. Bear with me. We'll be starting soon. Service hasn't started yet, but members have gathered, so we'll be starting the service shortly. So get ready for a great time in the Lord. Get ready to have a good time in Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
There are two participants in the conference. Please announce yourself.
Amen. Praise the Lord once again. It's about to get started. We are listening to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast, and we invite you to enjoy the service. We have a revival going on We're here at True Holiness Church here in Baltimore, Maryland. The pastor is Pastor Patricia Smith, and we have a guest speaker running conducting a revival here at the church. So we welcome you to listen in and praise the Lord with us. God bless. Should be starting soon, what will.
Hallelujah.
So we are still
word last night. Hallelujah. And I could not wait to be here tonight to see what God has for us. Amen. Amen. But while we're waiting, we're going to praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody in this heaven tonight? Hallelujah. Anybody come with their praise to God at the door? Hallelujah. Anybody believe that you praise him? You'll sit you up again. You'll tell them to say it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll take the cross. Hallelujah. 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 It's a privilege, hallelujah, the beloved of God, hallelujah. We are the beloved of God. Hallelujah. All that we do is the whole nation. Hallelujah. So let's sing one. Amen. Amen.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made.
Thank you.
Your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, please enter pound or hash. you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. The servant of the Lord to serve God.
Lord, I want to be a creature in my heart. Lord, I want to be your
go through what you go through. Oh,
because of what God has done. God won't make mistakes.
No, no, no.
And sometimes when God allows you to not tell people our mistakes that we think is God's blessing.
Yeah.
You look at my mom told me, she said, my father told me that I'll pay for the abortion.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? He said, I'll pay to get him abortion.
Yeah.
No, my mama told me. I said, oh my goodness. And then my mama said, my mom maybe taught them that, you know, if you go out there and do something, you get a child. I don't know what the set will cost, but I'm selling $100. and afraid. Let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000. And there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the river. I will try them to be dead. It shall be that of whom I said to thee, this shall go with thee, same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lacketh of the water with the sword, as a dog lacketh, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that laughed, putting their hands to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed upon their knees to drink water. Seventh verse says, and the Lord said unto him, by the 300 men that left will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thy hand. And let all the other people go every man unto his place. Amen. I want to speak to you tonight on this subject so that God can get the glory. So that God can get it. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me start by saying that God works in a serious way.
Yes.
We can all agree that we have had our fair share of ups and downs and obstacles that took place in our lives.
Yes.
Somebody say,
Lord,
help me. Some of which have left us asking the question, how did I get over? How did I make it through this? Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, and not only that, we can take a page of the songwriter and say, my song looks back in wonder. How I got over. Somebody say,
thank you, Lord.
How did I make it out of that? Somebody say, God did it.
God did it.
Main thing we must always remember is that God is always in control.
Yes.
Yes, the world may seem out of control, but God is in control.
Amen.
Somebody says, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Even when we don't understand God, and it seems that if he has no plan,
yes,
God still got a plan.
Yeah.
Somebody says, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And he always has a good plan.
Yes, Lord.
But let's be honest. Most of the time, God's plan doesn't make sense.
Well,
can I say that again?
Say it again.
God's plan doesn't make sense in the natural to us.
Yeah, glory to God.
Sometimes we're stretching out here. What did you say, Lord? But that by the end, it makes no sense. When God says certain things. So we find ourselves at the crossroads wrestling with the choice. Lord, are you for real? Is really what you intend on doing? This is how you will bring me out of this. What do you mean, God? So in times of these, we sometimes simply do our own thing.
God did not call us to be understanders. But we will never understand God. They messed me up years ago. God, when I went to school, you know what he taught me? What was one equal what? God said in the word, one plus one equals one. That's what he said. The two twine become what?
One.
They can be so. They all be in first grade. Mathematics, one plus one equals two. So how can I understand God to receive his victory is against what I've been taught? Because as I said on last night, his thoughts are not our ways. His ways are not our ways. High as the heavens from the earth, there's a difference. But what God expects us to do as his children is simply obey.
Obey.
That man was just obey.
Just obey.
I know people all the time, obedience is the door to blessing. That's what Isaiah 119 says. If ye be willing and obedient,
yes,
you shall eat the good of the land.
Yes.
And oh, bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A lot of times God does things that completely take us out of the equation.
Amen.
Why? Because he wants to set it up where that he can get glory.
Amen.
Lord, he got his glory. So we find ourselves in our text. We find the Lord saying, now when you have already started in a place of negative and in a perception of defeat, how can you have too many? You already outnumbered. Five to one. Sometimes when you're dealing with things, you all the losing side, so to speak. All of y'all are stacked against me. Look like there is no hope of a pass of you win.
My Lord, my Lord.
But brother, God just stacked it up. He just setting it up. So he gives Gideon the mindset to understand that the victory over the Midianites is a sure win. But they got too many folks.
Really?
Y'all better say it now. You are the team. Well, you're already out in the... You're looking over there. Five of you. Against 25. I'm not a gambler, but if I had one, looks like 25. Can you imagine? God said, look, I want you to know I gotta do it in a fashion. So that you don't pop up in pride.
All right.
Oh. I got a fix. So that you will understand that victory does not come from your head. I did it.
rain both ways.
Because one thing about God, everything comes. It's
word confidence.
Yeah.
And we just got to talk of it. You get up and do something.
Credit card,
your best. Had him prove none.
I don't care what you're going through.
love God and walk in the calling purpose, everything will turn in my favor. It may not look like it. It may not sound like it. But stay there.
We left
went to another city. Came out there. That place called Yokiyaku. I was going to stop. My whole thing back here, I don't know. Messenger got that call. So, went in there. That the table was getting shaken. A baby girl was with me. She was here when I came to the house. I was the youngest boy. She grabbed my hand. She said, "Daddy, what's the shaking for?" She said, "No, that's just for you."
Hallelujah.
She's on the city. She's on the city. Man came out there, got a driver's license, ready to finance him. He was back so quick, he said, "Sign this." He said, "Sign what?" He said, "Sign this." Come back for your new car. He got you. Don't worry about it. God did it so fast. God, he was sitting in the car. When I got the car and got home, I went in the house and got my own. Put it in the garage. I loaded it for something that 50 weeks truck for a fat for all four doors and tires and the sun. I laid my hands on it and I said, "God, you bless me with this car. And I dedicated it for your service. I will drive this car to do service for God, and I will do it with no mumbling, no complaining, and I will do it with dignity. I will do it in the spirit of excellence. I will do it when I'm tired. I'll do it when I'm hungry. When I'm on that car, I want you to know that same car sitting out there. $450,000. That's all. Same time. All right. More miles than I would leave home with the other two. I told the killer going last week. And I told the killer, "This is him. This is him. This is him." And I told the killer, 456 miles. And I want you to know, Lord, that I'm doing. Hallelujah.
how you
look at it. You already have the vision. The giant may look big, but your Goliath is already there. The hill may look high, but you're already climbing.
Amen.
You must move forward in this season.
Thank you, Jesus.
Realizing that last of all, God told you you had vision.
Amen.
And when you take God at his word, as Gideon realized 300 more was equipped enough, watch this, with trumpets and pitchers. In Atlanta. And trumpets. See, let me tell you something. You don't always got to fight. Just prepare. You don't have to fight. Because what? He told them, said, you were surrounded. He gave them the key place. For the moment, what was the truth? Bible said, it became a disarray in the camp. The enemy was defeated from the man.
Yes.
So you do not have to fight for that. But you must show up for it. And when you show up to the battle, realize one thing. God has set it up that you get victory, but he gets the glory.
Yes.
Somebody get that to know.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel something with you to encourage your heart to realize that God is doing it so that he can get the glory.
Yes.
So let's do it. You'll be healed.
Amen.
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 So what we must realize, I cannot be with it will do. Because brother, in due
season,
you're going to lose.
Yes.
It's in faith time.
Amen.
You got a whole lot.
Yeah.
And see, I'm going to tell you faith. Whenever it gets worse, step up your game.
Yeah. Step it up.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
See what we messed up at. When it gets hard, we slack up. But when it gets tough, you give it more.
Get
it
more.
Hey, like,
yeah.
I don't know what I want to see. But have you ever watched the 300?
Yes, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think his name was Leonidas.
Yeah.
When they were fighting the Persians in that little tunnelway, he looked back at his 300. And he said to them, he said, take everything, but give them nothing.
Yeah.
Or he's trying to say, give them nothing, but take everything.
Yeah.
That's how we got to be with the enemy. Stay praying. Say, I'm not giving him nothing.
Hallelujah.
But I'm taking everything. I have a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God has only set it up where he's teaching you to go.
Yeah.
Some of you boys, you got something going on now. And you might say, oh, he's getting a little phone here.
Thank you.
Because that
will be
that group all over the
city. Yeah.
For
me, yeah.
But the glory is yours.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing.
Thank you,
he says, tell you, don't be fooled. I'm already one.
Yeah. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Everybody stand. Tonight. Sometimes in the middle of it, the enemy speaks to your mind. You know, we used to see the enemy. Yeah, in the commercial, it shows the devil on one side and the angel on the other. The devil have a pick off his tail. That's a fairy tale. Sometimes the devil looks like this. He'll use whoever.
Amen.
That we hear. Then Jesus. In the middle of your born We can hear the enemy speak more clear. Negative things. You're not coming out of this. It's over for you. You've been extracted. And it messes with your mental. Messes with your mental. Because if the enemy can give you the faith, you walk to Jesus. You live to Jesus. But when you can bring that mind under protection and heart and mind agree with the word of God, it becomes really what your focus on is. That's why God told Joshua, meditate on the word day and night. Because when it becomes a meditation of your heart, when it becomes in your heart, it becomes your mind, it's what you see. And you can walk it out. Amen. And so tonight, I want you to know your mind, your head, that you will agree, your spirit, your mind will agree, because that's when everything you need, you already got. You hear me? You already got. Amen. I want to pray for you tonight. And we just got to be honest, sometimes the situation you're going through, it makes you busy. Glory. And when you start praying, a certain way you start feeling a certain way. You woke up one morning, you say, I feel bad. You feel bad all day. When do you sleep, I feel bad. So you know what happens. I don't care what's going on. You can eat a good meal. But when you wake up and you say,
broadcast. This is the Lord's will. God bless you. and they never come out.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pastor Good.
Yeah.
I may not be here to see it.